Blog Talk Radio.
Now, reason stands. I reason is very clear here.
that Private Jones, who had come from Sanford, North Carolina, would have no great desire to see Fred Hampton up in this trial. But Fred Hampton, a key figure in this community, has great reason for not wanting to be put in jail.
But the state's attorney and the state's attorney's office has reason to see Fred Hampton in jail. We've got a new state's attorney, you see. And he said already what he thought about people that had different political beliefs than he had. His speeches sound somewhat like those of Hitler. And we know why he wants to see Fred Hampton put in jail. Why do I have a lot of arrests? Because of harassment. Why is that harassment? Because the people that harassed me have set up a problem that made me disagree with them violently, and they set up this problem in order to exploit me and other people like me. And why they want to get rid of me? Because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people, and if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization that will be the first organization they'll move on, because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party, that is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not and badges or 18 uniforms, if whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people. Right. And what makes them mad about that? They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, you're just only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper, this is the oppressed, this is the oppressor, this is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies and I hate Indians. So we're fighting amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here, and you got pigs of all colors, you know that. You got pigs that are white, you got pigs that are black, you even got pigs that are black and white. Propagating the same type of madness that this buffoon Hanrahan would be propagating if he were here himself. And why? Because they want to keep you to believing that I'm your enemy, and that everybody else that's black and that wears a lot of hair on his head and hair on his face, they want to keep you thinking that he's your enemy. Why? Because if ever you would disregard him and overlook him just for a minute and throw away that question of racism and started to deal with a little logic, then there would be no one else you could attack other than Hanrahan, other than Daley, and other than Tricky Dicky Nixon. If you make the right decision, then the oppressed people of the world will get complete satisfaction. I know you return a verdict of not guilty. Thank you.
Yeah! Woo! Peace. Welcome to another edition of the Empowerment Zone from the Panther Party Radio Network. My name is Mark Higgins. I'm your host tonight, and I'm hoping that you all will humbly join us. All are welcome to join us in our discussion tonight as we continue to focus on what's important and relevant in our community. And we're also going to be speaking on the week that was since we last spoke. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. If you'd like to reach out to us, join us in our efforts, we can be reached at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. If you'd like to call in tonight, join in our discussion, perhaps just listen, the number to reach us is area code 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. You've been following this show over the last couple of years. You are fully aware how we operate. We recognize the Robert's Rule of Order here in the Empowerment Zone, which is simply a measure of kindness and respect. And what that also means is that when you call in, you can say whatever you like to contribute here in the Empowerment Zone, whatever you want to speak about, whether it be a question or a rant. But just be aware that when you're done, just yield your time as a measure of respect and being kind to the other guest, and as to allow a retort. That's Robert's Rule of Order here in the Empowerment Zone. Again, the number to reach us is area code 914-205-5538. If you want to shoot us an email, help us join our efforts, thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Just leave your name, contact number, and someone will get back to you, I assure you. Tonight, we're going to be, discussing what's really important, what I think is important in our community, and I hope that you will care to join us. I want to thank everyone that's been involved in supporting us throughout the years. Please excuse me. Again, I want to thank everyone that's supporting us from around the world. All the wonderful people that I've met, and you know how I feel about you, all my drivers, all my servers, and everyone that's involved and everyone that's devoted to helping to build this thing, helping to further this movement. Big shout out to you, everyone that's been practicing Blackout Tuesday and boycotting and supporting black and minority-owned goods and services, and remembering that we focus on the number 381. And again, that's how many days it took to cripple the Montgomery Bus Company in 1955. 381 is the number, and Tuesday is the day where we shop with ourselves. We shop amongst ourselves, shop with our own. Participate, help build the community, help keep that black dollar in the community for more than 6 hours. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, that startling statistic. So again, shout out to everyone that support this movement, helping to forward this, or rather helping to forge something for the future generations. Everybody that supports us, everybody that recognizes Blackout Tuesday. Tuesday, March 29th, 2022, been quite a week. I know you haven't been living under a rock. You know the highlight of the week, which happened Sunday night. And if I could, for a minute, just piggyback on what Brother Melvin was saying last night in regards to how it's not a good look because the reason why it's not a good look is because there's so many other things that we should be focused on, yet we are here analyzing and joking and vilifying and judging an event that took place in the guise of entertainment. Again, when we could be focused on so much other stuff. And that's what I want to touch on as well, like Brother Melvin did. And with that said, if I could offer my commentary ever so briefly. And again, the number to reach us is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538 to reach us here in the empowerment zone. Once you press 1, you'll be entered into the host queue, and I'll open up your mic, and you can say or ask whatever. Again, understand that when you're done, just simply yield your time as to allow a retort and also as to create fluid dialogue and to help, and again, to contribute. You can call here. We're not about no foolishness. So we got things to do. And in the zone, we play way above the rim here. So with that said, if I could offer my ever so briefly my commentary on what happened with the Will Smith meltdown. Really, I didn't see that coming. In fact, I was switching back and forth from the Oscars. I typically don't care about the Oscars, especially after that year in 2016, when it was an absolute whiteout, if you will, with no nominees in any categories whatsoever that year, and the boycott which ensued from Jada and Will. And I guess I hadn't been involved in or cared too much about the Oscars, because I know, again, as Brother Melvin was saying, they're celebrities. They can't relate to us. And I know they come from, a lot of them come from where we are, where we come from. I get that. But in Hollywood, they just can't relate to us. They're celebrated people that have an exorbitant amount of money, and that money creates a whole set of different problems that we simply cannot relate to, and therefore they can't relate to us. With that said, those people are still human. Again, people are still humans. Are going to do what humans do, just like wild animals act wild. Humans act human, or rather people act human, based on a myriad of reasons and motivations. And I hope I want to be clear that this is by no means this is just my opinion, but I understand it's ironic that Chris Rock made there's a quote from Chris Rock saying that he wouldn't do what OJ did, but I understand. I don't remember if that was something from one of his stand-up gigs or perhaps his HBO show back in the day, which I watched it. However, it's just ironic that he made this particular quote. And I'm going to use it, quote, because what Will Smith did in the heat, him having that meltdown behind the insult towards his wife, I understand completely. Would I have done what he did? Being the better man and being a high-profile man like that, I don't think I would have got caught in my feelings the way he did, especially on Front Street, at Master Party. No, man, I wouldn't have jacked Master Party up like that, especially unless, no, I just can't see myself doing that. But same token, you know, it's somewhat of a double-edged sword because there's a stereotype that exists that man that it's not a stereotype. The man has to defend the father. The father and husband has to defend their family by any means. There's no doubt about that. And I do understand, again, I do understand that there was a history. And again, these are jokes. This is a joke. And I also understand that Chris Rock could have really went in on him or her, whomever. He really could have, because if you notice, he stopped himself. I know it wasn't, that's when I realized that he was coming back to his sense, because he did get hit hard. That wasn't just no regular slap. He did get hit pretty hard, but he took it, and he gathered himself. He looked a little disoriented at first, and you could tell. Once he did pull himself together, you could tell that he's a very clever man. And he's a master at his craft because he stops himself short of really going in on him like he could have. But again, he recognized what Will Smith did not. Like Brother Melvin was saying, you know, you can't fuck up in Master Yard. This is Hollywood's biggest stage, and you want to especially when they put a nigga in charge, guarantee you that'll never happen again. Thanks, Will Smith. Not gonna cast. Yeah. Thanks, brother. Because simply put, all that hard ass work that all black production company put in, and they were reaping the rewards successfully, famously reaping the rewards. They were more than halfway through the show when this event occurred. So, you know, and it was going off without a hitch. They had an unprecedented hosting system with three hostesses. Never been done. Women of color, a woman of, you know, one was a Jew. I don't know which one. I really don't. But not going to go there. But I'm almost willing to assume that Amy Schumer is Jewish. But I'm just saying that this is an unprecedented production. Taken on by someone that was so worthy and so worthy of this shot, and Master gave him this shot, and Will Smith fucked it up. And I certainly hope that it doesn't mar the production. I really hope it doesn't. And I also hope that this doesn't completely shatter this man, because again, I'm not judging anyone. I'm just going on the facts, man, and what actually occurred and what we all witnessed. Will Smith most certainly could have used better judgment and not let words send him into a rage. Maybe that's the wrong word, I think, because he wasn't in a fit of rage, because he calmly walked up to him. And what seemed odd to me and makes me question, it makes my gut question the reality, and I know it's all part of fucking crazy matrix that we're in. But because he didn't walk up to him, he didn't run up to him in a fit of rage, you know. Because when Chris Rock said, "Uh-oh," you know. It just kind of makes me think that this shit was because, and if it was, they really pulled it off, and somebody made a huge sacrifice. Because there's been just the way when Chris Rock said, "Uh-oh." After he realized that the joke hadn't landed the way that he had expected it, and when he said, and then he also said, "Oh, it wasn't that bad," you know, like he could have said something even worse, but he didn't, and he most certainly could have said something worse regarding, you know, Jada's affair. You know, he could have gone in like what's the Australian comedian that went in, and I know he'll never, Ricky Gervais, he'll never host the Oscars again, because he didn't pull no punches. He was calling them all pedophiles and dope fiends and blood drinkers. So, yeah, Chris Rock could have gone in, but he didn't. And so with the G.I. Jane joke, I think that was the mildest, and I, he even made references like to say that joke wasn't that bad. Like, it was mild compared to what could have said. You know, because there's several writers that write these jokes up and they pitch them to the comedian and how they're going to deliver it and everything. And I'm sure that the G.I. Jane, there may have even been some impromptu shit. Because, again, Chris Rock is a master of his craft. So maybe he did. Maybe that wasn't an impromptu joke. However, I think maybe that was written. But regardless, the joke didn't land. And when he came to realize that it didn't, when he saw Will Smith get up, and again, not running towards him in a fit of rage, but walking. And he goes, uh-oh. And I've watched it over and over again to try to get some kind of analysis. And it kind of looks like Chris Rock was leaning into, like he knew it was coming. Like when he said, uh-oh, like this is the moment. And he kind of leaned into it. You got to watch it again if you care to. I don't need to see it again. You know, it's like a good joke. It's only good like that one time. And somebody else retelling it, you know, it takes away the quality. So, you know, a good joke is good for a minute. And that's it. And it's from the person that told the joke. So watching it over and over again, it loses its luster. But again, the reason why I did watch it is so I could analyze whether or not this is some, well, it's all bullshit anyway, but this particular event, whether or not it was staged. And it's still difficult for me to make that determination. But again, that's neither here nor there, because even if I'm really having difficulty surmising how this could all be part of something more sinister, because I always look for that, because I know, because that's what I expect, because that's what it always ends up being. when the truth comes out. So, and it's not the first time that there's been some shenanigans. This is the first time there's been some shit go sideways at the Oscars. But the sadness is, for me, the sad part is that took away the shine of, and again, I use the word, it is marred us in that realm, because the one time when we had a chance to make a significant change in the show to show that those negative stereotypes were so dashed. I just think that that's the saddest part of this all, and you can make memes and people are gonna laugh about this, but I certainly hope people finally realize how unfunny this really is. Another reason why I think that part of it was staged and it went overboard is Chris Rock is starting a tour. I just don't know. But again, the sad part is, again, all that hard-ass work that that black production company put in to see it, to see the luster and the shine stained, if you will, to you know, in such grandiose fashion, because of ego getting shattered. I just think that the brother overreacted, and it's a shame, and it's you know that Sunday was an opportunity to celebrate black achievement at the highest level in film, and probably the most recognizable black actor in the world reinforced numerous negative stereotypes about black violence, rage, and criminality. You know, and that's the sad part. You know, and I firmly believe had someone else delivered that joke, you know, like an Asian woman, or had one of the hostesses, Amy Schumer. Had she, or Wanda Sykes, had Wanda Sykes delivered that same joke, would Will Smith had been butthurt like that? Had The Rock done that? Would he run up on stage and bitch slap Dwayne Johnson? I don't think so. If Dave Chappelle had dropped that on him, you think he would have run up on Dave? I don't think so. Again, I'm thinking that it was staged, but it went too far. And or perhaps it was just a complete ego meltdown. And Will Smith had a nigga moment. And in his acceptance, he was contrite. I do somewhat feel bad for another reason. Again, no sympathy for any of the celebrities. Again, my sympathy and feelings go out towards everybody that worked so hard, everybody that had been given the chance to shine, and they did it in such grand fashion at the highest level, and all their hard-ass work is now being vilified because of one moment. Again, you listen to The Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Number to reach us is area code 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue to focus on what we've been discussing tonight, as well as relevant events that I think that have to be addressed, and I'm hoping that we can continue that discussion. Again, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. It is Blackout Tuesday. Please support all black and minority goods and services in your community as to help continue build the community. You've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
It's unfortunate that we even have to say Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you go through history, nobody ever gave a fuck. I mean, you can kill black people in the street. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. But when I say Black Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, that's like if I was to say Gay Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter. If I said Women's Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, you're diluting what I'm saying. You're diluting the issue. The issue isn't about everybody. It's about black lives at the moment. But the truth of the matter is, they don't really give a fuck about anybody if you break the shit all the way down to the low fucking dirty ass truth.
We say that Black Lives Matter, what truthfully they really never have. No one ever really gave a fuck. Just read your books and history books. But honestly, it ain't just black. It's yellow, it's brown, it's red. It's anyone who ain't got cash. Poor white that they call trash.
If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddammit, you don't deserve to win. speech to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle, even be able to live in it. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Welcome back to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. The number to reach us is area code 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. Just press 1, and you'll be entered into the host queue. Again, you can say or ask whatever you like. Just please be kind and respectful to the other guests and yield your time when you're done, to allow retort and to create fluid dialogue. If you'd like to reach us and help us in our efforts, you can reach us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Just leave your name and number, and I assure you someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Again, I wanted to put a bow on this one topic and move on to another in this segment here, because I don't want to spend too much time on this because, again, it's a stunt, but there's a reason behind this whole Will Smith, Chris Rock stunt. The rabbit hole runs deeper, and it's much more complicated, in my opinion, and much more diabolical, if you will. Again, the disappointment is that black company, production company, put in all that hard-ass work, and it was marred by an emotional meltdown. Again, I'm not thoroughly convinced, but I do have my suspicions. And if you allow me to air some of my suspicions and the reason behind this, simply because I think that so much of it has been focused on, and again, what Bud Melvin was saying last night, this is typical of the media mindfuck construct. This is so typical. The diversionary tactics, you all have to remember, we are in a war. And these are what's called diversionary tactics to keep the enemy focused on something else entirely, so your enemy can further move in. Again, these are diversionary tactics, and there's so much other, so many other things that we should be focused on that have gone on right under our noses that we're not aware of, that we should be aware of, but we're not because we're so focused on this bullshit. Again, diversion. And one of the things that we need to be focused on is what has gone on over the last couple of weeks in Washington, aside from the war effort. And we'll further get into that in a minute. But there's quite a few things that have gone on right under our noses and that we need to be aware of. One is that they passed a bill that further lets me know that we're going to end up in this war sooner than they've been telling us in the mainstream. You know, Biden keeps saying almost daily that we're not going to war with Russia. Almost daily, the White House spokesperson or the Secretary of State has said almost on a daily basis that we are not going to war with Russia. So for me, that raises red flag. Because when they keep telling you what they're not going to do, it just when they say that they're not going to do some shit, they eventually end up doing it. And they do it on a grand scale. So I don't believe that we're not going to war. So what's been going on under our noses, besides that, is that the Fed's pretty much printing money to fund the war machine. Department of Defense just got a big stipend, a windfall from the Fed, $1 trillion windfall from the Fed. And not only that, they're giving away hundreds of millions of dollars to the war effort in the Ukraine. And they're also allowing 500,000 Ukrainian refugees to come to the United States to live. Much like Brother Melvin was saying last night, practically rent-free and gifted with all kinds of incentives and permanent residency, naturalization, and citizenship. All those gifts and guarantees, yet we don't get shit. When Haiti and the Dominican was turned upside down and those people tried to flee the island and ended up on the shores of the United States, you know where they ended up? They didn't get five to 10 years tax-free home. They didn't get no home loans or nothing. You know what they got? A damn deportation. But before that, they got a detention center where they were treated worse than subhuman bondage before they were deported. And some of them ended up in prison. Some of them ended up in prison because they were deemed criminals in the country that they came from. So when they had papers on them, they said, oh, we got one. We'll just fill up one of our beds. We'll just fill up some of the beds in our private prison. Yeah, that's what they own. So for them to, this really bothers me. Not that I got anything against those people that are suffering through ravages of war. Again, my heart goes out to them, particularly the children. But I don't particularly care for the notion that they can come over here and be plugged in, and yet we are on our hands and knees, and our blood gets spilled in the streets, and we begging for handouts. We begging for a piece of what rightfully belongs to us. That's what I have a problem with. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Higgins. All are welcome to join us in our discussion tonight as we continue to focus on what's important in our community, as well as the week that was and what a week it was. Again, I'm trying to point out two of the things that we should be focused on instead of this Will Smith, Chris Rock bullshit. Because, again, it's a diversionary tactic of war, all to mask and to keep you blind from the shit that they're really pulling off under our noses. There's been so many other things. And, again, we only have roughly an hour left, but I wanted to use that as an example and to lead into what I think is another one of the issues that I think is important, which is the fact that there's an American citizen, Black American, African American citizen, at risk of doing a bid of 5 to 10 years. I'm hearing in a Russian labor camp. And I know Brother Melvin touched on this last night, but I want to, in our last edition, I touched on it, and I want to continue to focus on this because this is a crime, not just a human rights violation, but a crime of morality and ethics on the part of Washington and the powers that be. Fucking send button. Just one phone call could set Brittany Griner free. I'm almost certain that if certain person would make one phone call to his homeboy in the Kremlin, and he would say, look, she's American, there's a lot of people that are concerned about her, you know, people have been questioning her whereabouts, and people are inquiring. If just one phone call was made, I'm sure Ms. Griner would be released in short order. And I mean, this one phone call has to be made by someone with an influence. There have been hostages released from even more hostile countries, countries that hate the U.S., countries that have no regards, feelings for Black people, much more hostile. I remember when Jesse Jackson went and got that one Black Navy officer freed from Iran in 1980. Jesse Jackson was responsible for freeing that Navy pilot in Iran. The only Black hostage I've ever seen free. So what, maybe they need to send Jesse Jackson over to the Kremlin or wherever Ms. Griner is, because, again, her whereabouts are unknown because they've been so, again, the Russian media has been locked out, shut down, if you will, and state media, Russian state media, isn't even talking about this, let alone, that means that they barely acknowledged that Ms. Griner is being held in their country. So, you know, here in the U.S., I'm sorry, in the U.S., it's barely been acknowledged that she's been locked up over there in Russia. So, you know, over there in the, over there in Moscow, that they're, that they have no idea that that's, that there is an American, that there is indeed an American locked up in their country for a CBB pin, fake pin. And, you know, there's so many layers to this story. Fucking ridiculous, man. It just boggles me that I'm reading a message, and thank you, brother. I really appreciate that. Thanks for letting me know. This is really sad and disheartening to know that it's not a notion. I know that this is a fact. Had it been, let's just say, a famous white basketball player over there in Russia with a European dissension, don't you think that she would be free by now? I really think that there would be a concerted effort to free that woman had she been a white American woman, an all-American girl. Brittany Griner is an Olympic gold medalist. She's a champion. She's been mired in some controversy before from a domestic standpoint. I know that she's been much maligned in the community because of her aggressiveness nature. She's really very talented and she's hardcore when she's on the court, and I understand that she has a history of violence, but with that said, it doesn't matter because he's not a criminal, and not only that, she's an American citizen. The only reason she's over there is to work in a working capacity. Only reason she's over there in a working capacity. And it's not the first time she's there. So, my understanding, she spent the last seven off seasons over there, getting paid big money, play basketball, and if this isn't her first time, then she's most certainly has to know, and I'm sure that if she hasn't had any problem before, why would she so suddenly decide, oh, I'm going to take some vape pens and put them in my luggage? People that have worked and played with her are saying that there's no way that she would even dream of putting something like that in her luggage, no, and going to the airport, being under such scrutiny as an American and as being under such scrutiny as a black American, as an African American, being so big and I hate to say this, but mannish looking, so menacing looking, being a woman that's almost 7 feet tall. Of course, that's scary for them. But I just can't imagine. And none of the people that know her and that have worked and been with her, none of them said that there's no, all of them said that there's no way that she would even dream of doing something like that. So the, almost no doubt. So with that said, you know, if there's no way that she would do that, that means that the Russians planted that stuff in her luggage, which wouldn't be a surprise. I mean, it's been done. That's old. That's old school. Plant some dope on you. Now you call the case in a foreign country. Ooh. But what's really bothersome, real talk, is that how the State Department says that there's nothing that they can do, really. So she's essentially a political hostage. State Department has no clear position on this issue because she's an athlete or she's been deemed a criminal. And so she's not deemed a political prisoner. And yet if a writer or a journalist, if a journalist can be deemed a political prisoner and called a spy by the Russian government, which has happened on numerous occasions. Journalists have been detained and deemed spies. If this is not what's happening to Brittany Griner, then what is it exactly? And then why does the State Department have difficulty position or making any effort to free Brittany Griner? By saying that they got no dog in this fight, essentially. They're handcuffed because they can't not. They don't have a position because they haven't fully analyzed the situation. There's so many questions, and again, there's many, many layers to this, and I certainly hope that this all comes down to a phone call. But I think this has more to do with not just the fact that she's black, not just the fact that she's an American, but the fact that she's a lesbian, and compound that to her being black, her being American, and the fact that she's a woman. You know, this is the first time, you know, Bud Melvin was talking about last night, and I touched on it a couple weeks ago, the black students from India, and Africa and African nations that were studying or practicing medical students rather, and some other people, men and women of color that were either in medical school or in another occupation where they were stuck. They were not allowed to leave. They were pets and animals allowed on the trains before any niggas. And again, we touched on this before, and thankfully, a number of networks that were allowed safe haven, safe passage rather, to safe haven for many of those students and many of those black students and workers that were denied access to the train. There's other, thankfully, other underground efforts to, again, provide safe passage and safe haven to those students. I'm not aware of the total that have been able to flee. I just hope that that all of them were able to get out and to get free passage, safe passage. With that said, you know, this isn't the first time. There's been other European countries, not just Russia, but historically countries like Poland, even Germany back in the day. And there's a lot of blacks in Germany. There's not a whole lot of places in this world where black folks aren't discriminated due to the biases and all the prejudices that, you know, that we pretty much endured from day one. But, you know, it's such a shame that, this young woman had to go over there and to get paid an exorbitant amount of money compared to what she, you know, was not allowed to get paid over here because of her status, because of her sexual, because of her identity. You know, she doesn't get the endorsements. She doesn't get the endorsement opportunities that a lot of the other athletes get because they're heterosexual, if you will. So Brittany Griner had to go all the way over there and play in Europe and play over in Russia to make up, if you will, for the money that she did make here in the U.S. And that's a shame. And ultimately ended up getting her caught up. Now I'm willing to go out on a limb to say that the young lady was set up, but I don't have any proof of that. Again, I'm just going out on a limb, and knowing historically how police typically do black people, when they want to get you, they're going to get you. If you're a target on their radar, they're going to find a way to trip you up and get you, either by hook or crook. And it's a damn shame that there isn't more of an effort to free this woman. Thankfully, there is a concerted effort here, and I know down where she's from, where she went to school, that there is a concerted effort to information gathering, not so much fundraising because there's no bail, you know, you got no bail over there in Russia, so. Again, I know that there is an effort that's not reported on. Not that it needs to be reported on in the mainstream, and not that, you know, if they put it on ABC World News tonight and splash it all over the New York Times and the USA Today, you know, would people be so eager to throw money at it or to make an effort? No, because it doesn't take money in this particular case. No amount of money is going to I don't think any amount of money is going to make any difference, because this isn't about money. This is politics and ego, which is being so prevalent right now. And I can't even believe that the powerhouse that is the National Organization of Women have not spoken up. I just can't believe that this powerhouse of an organization has not made an effort to at least voice the information out there. They're not helping, you know. You know, when last night Melvin played a clip with Sister Tamika Mallory, strong, young, beautiful black queen that when she said, it really hit home with me, when she said that where was I don't give a damn about Target burning down. Where was Target when George Floyd was getting murdered? Don't give a damn about AutoZone getting burnt up. Where was AutoZone? Were they marching? Were they protesting? Were they providing any kind of information or any reason why she said AutoZone? Because it was burning up. That was one of the first places to be reported on burning up in Minneapolis. And then she referenced Philando Castile's murder that happened in a car, in an automobile. And she said, isn't that what y'all represent? Automobiles? Where were you all? Where was AutoZone when it came to supporting justice for Philando Castile that got killed in the car? So I'm saying that to say, where's all the National Organization of Women and the women's rights proponents in the effort to bring awareness to what's going on with Brittany Griner over in Russia? That's all I'm saying. Because if you ain't there for her now, but you had so much to say when it came to her and her alleged domestic issues, you had so much to say because she's, what, not as much of a woman? Because she's almost 7 feet tall and she looks rather mannish. She looks rather masculine, rather. And yes, that is a thing. There's a term. That's the thing that heard the term. If you never heard this term, it's called a masculine woman. A woman that has features that are similar to a man, much like a jawline, or even like broad shoulders or big hands or feet or, you know, height, things like that. That's a masculine woman. So I'm just using that as an example. Are these the reasons why we're not hearing or seeing any kind of support for Brittany Griner from these organizations that are so staunch on women's rights? And isn't it International Women's Month right now also? So where are you? Where's your support? Why aren't you throwing down sanctions against Russia for that? Why aren't you holding the Russian government accountable? Why aren't you using your platform? Why do I have to use my platform to bring awareness or to try to help bring awareness to this case? Why aren't you using your platform? Why does it take Why ask why? Again, you've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. The number to reach us is area code 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. If you'd like to reach us and help us in our efforts, via email, you reach us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Just leave your name and a contact number, and someone will get back to you, I assure you. I really want to thank everybody that, again, that's been supporting us in all of our efforts greatly. All of your efforts and support are greatly appreciated, and I assure you do not go unrecognized. Here in the Empowerment Zone, we've been so fortunate to have such strong support from devoted revolutionaries. You know, you don't have to be, you don't have to wear a cape or wear leather, or wear a patch, or carry a gun to be a revolutionary. Don't take all that. What it takes is courage and morals, passion, and selflessness, and the desire to forge something that will further and benefit future generations. That's what it takes to be a revolutionary. And I don't care what color you come in. The complexion don't mean a damn thing. When you hold all those things, that passion, those morals, those ethics, that desire, that devotion, again, to forge something with that courage, to build on something, to further movement. You possess all those things, that makes you a revolutionary. When you're thoughtful, others in mind, when you're selfless, when you're kind, when you're giving, when you're helpful, when you're vocal, when you're proactive, when you're active, when you're prepared, when you're focused, that's a revolutionary act. Those are the things that you must possess to be a revolutionary. Anybody can be. Are you? Or are you a racist? Are you filled with that disease? Are you sick with that virus? Like Brother Melvin mentioned last night, this racism is a fucking virus. They come up with all these other vaccines, all these other viruses and diseases. But the worst one that's ravaged this planet for centuries now, and no vaccine for it. Well, there is a vaccine for it. As Brother Melvin mentioned, there is a vaccine. We're the vaccine. I love when he said that, because it's the truth. And that's what when he said we're the vaccine, what I've been saying the whole time. You've been following this show. You already know that you are the change. Be the change. Be that agent of change. Possess those characters that I just mentioned. in order to be a revolutionary, in order to do something revolutionary. You have to have some of those characteristics that I just mentioned. Again, being thoughtful, being passionate, being active, being proactive, being committed, being devoted, being educated, being resourceful, having a moral compass, using your thoughts, using your resources, communicating with your peers, information gathering, sharing information, sharing knowledge. Those are revolutionary acts. It ain't all about marching in the streets, making signs, shooting up shit, blowing up shit. No. It's not the way, because there's always a counter reaction to that kind of thing. It's expected. And when the time comes for something like that, then let it be. But when we're trying to build something, again, we're trying to forge a foundation for our children, for our children's children, something for them, something, a tree so bountiful with roots so firm and strong that our children can pluck from this tree forever. But we got to build it first. And in order to build it, it's going to take a concerted effort with characteristics and qualities that I just mentioned. You listen to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. We're going to take a short break here. When we get back, we're going to continue to discuss what's been going on in the last week. And I hope that I'm making it clear that we can that we all need to come together and bring this to a reality, because you know, you got to have courage. You cannot be, you can't do it half-assed. And we need each other, like Brother Melvin so eloquently says every time. And I know that's his philosophy. We need each other. And it don't matter, again, it don't matter your complexion. If you got something to offer, you got something pertinent that to be used to further this movement, then damn it, we take it. We need you just as much as you need us. We'll be back in a minute. And when, like I said, when we get back, we're going to further discuss what's going on before we put a bow on this edition. You're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For all in love can conquer hate.
Now that's liberation, and baby, I want it. shake that low low, 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 shake that low low.
Focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sold get devoured by the same locusts. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now I watch their cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten flames dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you false the dreaded melanin, silicone, and collagen injected. Dissecting my pride, who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion hearted, without infanticide. It's like that red sprite, you can't imagine unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel, picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tell between your legs, throw the mane on your head, say the story, as you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen, just by rapping. Libertad, libertad, libertad.
Risking 5 to 10 years in a Russian labor camp. for a CBD pen, or what's alleged to be a CBD pen, which is illegal in Russia, unfortunately. And so this is what we've been discussing. In the last few minutes of the show, put a bow on this edition of the Empowerment Zone. I want to acknowledge also that there's been, as I mentioned in the opening of the show, there's been quite a few things that have happened under our noses that we're not aware of, that we should be totally aware of in order to help further our movement. And I want to bring to attention some sad news. And before we end this show, I want to acknowledge the loss of more giants in the world that that paved the way and didn't sell out and made an effort and made it possible rather for other young black performers. And that one giant was a gentleman, Scoey Mitchell. Scoey Mitchell passed away, and at 92 years old, he lived a long life, especially for a black man. You know, he's 92, and he made an impact in entertainment. And I also want to allow me to have a moment of silence for all the victims lost to senseless violence here in my beloved city, as well as around the world. A moment of silence for all those innocent victims that were lost since our last edition, please. As we continue here in the Empowerment Zone, before we wrap this thing up, I want to continue to focus on what we were discussing earlier, which is how the diversionary tactics and the methods used to distract us from the real agenda, it's really very, very clever, and I can't stress how read between the lines. You must use your resources and analyze and look for other sources. Excuse me for 1 second, please. Gather information, resources, use those resources. And again, read between the lines, because I guarantee you half of the Marvin Gaye said it best, believe half what you see and none of what you hear. Half, and when I say, and they say half what you see, because the hand is quicker than the eye. We know this, right? And there's a sucker born every day. Hand is quicker than the eye. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear, because half of what you don't see, the other half, what you don't see, is what's really going on. And it's diabolical, it's sinister, and evil, and painful. Read between the lines. Use your own resources. Gather information. Share information. Because we're in the war. And again, in order to be a revolutionary and to make an effort to get involved in this fight, you have to possess all those qualities that I mentioned earlier. And one is devotion. Another is being thoughtful. Another is being kind. Another is being prepared. Another is having morals, possessing morals. These are the kind of characteristics that you have to possess and the things that it takes in order to be able to pull off a revolutionary act. Being educated, smarten up, as the old heads used to say to us. Smarten up. It's a lot cooler to be smart than to be locked up in the pen. It'll pay off. And again, be kind. Be resource information. Also remember, we recognize here in the Empowerment Zone, Blackout Tuesday, which means boycott everybody. Everybody. And shop with your own. Support black minority-owned goods and services on Tuesday. And remember the number 381, which is how many days it took to cripple the Montgomery bus system, the Montgomery Bus Company in 1955. And it also created a bevy of businesses. It created entrepreneurs in that part of the world at that time. So if it can be done now, and in 1955 they had nowhere near the resources that we have now. So if it can be done now, it can be done now. So let's work on that and recognize, again, Blackout Tuesday in the number 381. And remember, any day is a good day to boycott everybody and support your own. That's Blackout Tuesday, every Tuesday. You've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. I hope that we've been able to shed some light on some critical information that we here in the Empowerment Zone feel that is relevant. Also, it's our extreme pleasure and I mean this with all humility to serve the people. Our purpose here, the Panther Party Radio Network, is rooted in the people, and what we do is for the people. We share, we share and give, and are thoughtful and kind and respectful to the people. And that's what we want to preach here. That's what we continue to push here in the Empowerment Zone. Again, we will want to welcome, I want to thank everybody that's been and on the Panther Party Radio Network, all of your support, all my drivers, home man, please, you know how I feel about you, everybody, from Melvin, Dave Jane from L.A., Max, Marcus, all you guys out there driving, just please be careful. All my sisters and brothers out there on the roads, just know that you are a target at any time. Keep your eyes and ears peeled at all times. And just be, and let somebody know your whereabouts. Ain't no shame letting somebody know where you're going and coming. And always let somebody know where you're going, especially when you're clocking out after 2 or 3 a.m. All the servers, when you get out there to the parking lot, have somebody walk out there to the parking lot. Walk out there to your car or your truck. You know how it's done. Just please be careful so you can tune in to another edition of the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. You already know how I feel about you. All you guys out there on the road, going to these games and concerts, please be careful. Be careful. Don't give them a reason to fuck with you at all, especially in those states that we know where we've had issues before. So please be careful when y'all out there going down to work the Final Four and working all these concerts and whatnot. I see y'all out there. Thank you again all for listening and supporting the Empowerment Zone. Love you. And once again, we want to have a short moment of silence for all the victims lost to senseless violence in my beloved city. Talk to y'all next week. Thank you.
Shall I say, think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten to the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Till he won't down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative. For the woman, a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do. When they reminisce over you, my God. When I think back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now. That's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. But this man, the cuts, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. We for real.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect you. When they reminisce over you, listen.